When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, your host and game master. Heroes, this week we are continuing our Babes in the Woods adventure. I just want to remind everyone that you can pick up Babes in the Woods 2nd Edition right now. So if you're enjoying these episodes, you could be playing this game at home. Be sure to follow the link in our show notes if you're interested. Now, with all of that out of the way, let's get to the show.
Celebrating?
It does look to be a celebration of some kind. I mean, this has very, you know, there are parrot head vibes here, you know.
We are
getting sort of like older, middle-aged adult beach party situation.
I have something, I think, to piggyback on that.
Yes.
There is an entire... not just like a school of them, but like a fleet of minnows that are playing Red Light, Green Light and like Red Rover. They're playing like street games that kids would play in the you know, the burgeoning twilight. And I think there's a sign somewhere strung up, like a banner, like a happy birthday banner. But it says, instead of like happy birthday, Alex, or whatever, it says happy birthday, everyone. Because all of these little fish were born at the same time. Because fish have giant, like, clutches of eggs. So I think all of these minnows are actually the birthday kid. They're all the birthday kid. And so rather than have separate parties for everybody, they're having a party. And, you know, the grilling out is happening. And the kids are running all over the place and playing. And
yeah. For sure. That is exactly what's going on here. The question now is, like, we've created this place. Do we want to introduce a problem, or do we want to meet someone, or does someone want to, you know, take a gander?
I'll take a gander.
All right. Give us a roll. This is going to be plus noodle.
It's a plus noodle. My noodle is nothing. And I rolled a 3.
Now, you are a teenager, so your noodle should be nothing. You do get to mark experience.
Excellent.
You see someone or something that gives you a scare. Work with the narrator to relay what you saw to the rest of the group. I think this is easy. There is an anglerfish person. And you just had a very, very bad encounter with an anglerfish-looking thing that was one of the forms being worn by the fiend.
Yeah, and I'm going to ratchet that up a little bit more. In the middle of this town, this angler person comes out of the water, and where the rest of the water is, it's dark because it's kind of nightish. It's definitely, there's a hole. There is a sinkhole in the middle of everything where, like, obviously, this goes down. Like, the water's not terribly deep here. It's maybe like 20 feet. But then this sinkhole will go, it goes all the way to the bottom. And as we kind of come onto the docks, we're kind of looking around, seeing everything. Bjorn's eyes fix on this kind of moon pool-esque thing in the middle. And we see this little light slowly come up from deep, deep down. And this angler fish man kind of comes out of the water, and as he comes out of the water, all the, like, the little minnows are around him, and he goes, I got a birthday jelly, like a big a big birthday, like, jellyfish.
Yes.
Little minnow kids are like, yay.
I would like, before that happens, I would very much like him to loom out of the water with this pulsating object full of light that, you know, does have hints of birthday cake to it. You know, it does have that kind of elaborate decoration, but it is the most alien thing that you could possibly imagine. You couldn't even imagine it before seeing it attached to this clear-skinned skeletal beast man who looks like the fiend who, you know, really had some ill intent for you before. So I think we gotta have you scream.
Oh, yeah. Bjorn, it shakes Bjorn to his core that he forgets where he is and what he's seeing. And the moment it comes out of the water, he screams and everything stops and everyone looks at him. And
I think you scream, try to run, and immediately fall into some water.
Oh, gosh.
Which allows everyone else to resume their music and the anglerfish man to say, I've got a birthday jelly! Meanwhile, you're in the water.
And it's not too deep right where they are, but he is now soaking wet and very embarrassed.
You all right there, chum?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Did you trip on something?
Yeah, I tripped on... He stands up and his chest is level with the boardwalk. He's like, there's boards. It shakes him a little bit. They're loose.
All right, look, man. You gotta stay cool. You gotta stay cool around here. I ain't never been here before, okay? People don't know me around here. They don't know me. They could make assumptions and, freaking out at everything and criticizing their architecture. That is gonna cause them to make negative assumptions. Okay?
Okay. And we see Bjorn put his elbows up and lift himself out of the water and roll onto the boardwalk.
I think we all know, just taking a look around, what we gotta do here. And that's get ourselves a hot dog. I don't know if this is a private party. I don't know if this is a closed event. But I think if we come with a gift... we can convince them that, you know, we're a cousin, we're an aunt, we're a friend from school or whatever.
You give him the toy horse.
I beg your pardon.
Okay, kid, again, you're entering a new phase of life. The rules are unclear. You cannot give people away as servants. That is, like, not been okay for so long.
No, I know.
For
that.
So
long. Oh, my gosh, I didn't think about it like that. I'm so sorry. No, I was just like... It's a toy horse. I thought it's a party we should get.
It's a talking toy horse! The rules are different! I'm a talking possum. I'm your friend. Gonna help you get a hot dog.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Not team up with a possum under other circumstances where it is not talking to get a hot dog.
Fine.
That's strange behavior.
Fine.
And what we're doing now is normal.
Pretending to go to a fish birthday party. Right.
Yeah, I don't know that they're gonna... perceive us as being related, because I don't know if you noticed, but they're all fish.
They are all fish.
And we are not.
Well, we could always use those. And he points over, and there's a bunch of, like, fish masks and
there's, like, palm fronds and stuff that have been painted to look like fins. Like, it's...
What? Okay. So there is a slider that separates a costume from a mascot suit. Where
is it?
On this slider are we vis-a-vis these fish
cautious.
Suits?
Be cautious.
I think if the slider goes to 10, I feel like it's like a 4.
Like, we can obviously see that it's not an effective costume, but if we put them all on at the same time, we might be able to trick these fish people into thinking we're fish.
They're fish. Their eyesight is not great,
especially
above
not that
water.
Angler. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that we should get dressed in fish costumes and try and mingle.
I think it's important that, like, the masks and the fins and everything are, like, made out of leaves and sticks, and they're, like, painted. They're not
realistic.
No, not even remotely.
I think I can tell us why they exist.
Yeah.
Who?
I think they're ceremonial. And we're going to be expected to do something once we put them on.
Oh, that's good. That's pretty good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So the question is, do we ask for them or do we just take them? Because if we take them, that's a make mischief.
Yeah, that is a good question. Well, let's roll up a person here. Like, this is a fish who's wearing kind of a tropical shirt. And, you know, they definitely look very cool and friendly. And they give off just, like, dad energy. Like, this is an approachable and trustworthy adult figure. And just so you all know, this is Justin McElroy. And it is a mackerel fish, for sure. Gosh. For mm-hmm. sure.
Good.
That happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just they're like lingering by the costumes, pumping out some boat drinks on the stereo as he's also manning the grill.
I dig it. So, I guess we should just go over and ask, or I don't have any money to buy costumes, but it's possible.
Well, I can say with some amount of certainty that I've never encountered this kind of environment before. I don't know what the practicality of paying for fish costumes in a town full of fish is, and I certainly don't have any money either. What do you think? Should we... Muster, I think, looks around and then looks at each of you in the eyes briefly and then looks at the possum and says, what do you think? Are you the commanding officer in this outfit?
Oh, okay. So I like you look at everybody in the eyes and, you know, you see Bjorn's like high-key nervous teen eyes. You see Freya's sparkling kid eyes. And then, of course, you see the possum's eyes and he does blink, not in sequence. I do like that the decision that you made is, are you the CO here?
Well, as the oldest member of this group, I suppose it is my call, and especially as a person who has been in these woods for many weeks, perhaps months, maybe years, it is definitely a situation where I need to take command of the situation. I say it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. So, let's steal these fish costumes and get ourselves some hot dogs.
Requisitioning the fish costumes in order to feed the outfit. I like it. Let's go.
So yeah, that is that's definitely going to be, and I'll roll the cause mischief in this circle. Well, I'm not introducing a physical calamity. I honestly think this is a situation where we just take the fish.
I think
cause.
We just take them.
Yeah, take it.
I think what we see is the camera is on Justin McElroy, bopping and grooving to mm-hmm. the tunes, flipping stuff on his grill. We see him facing us, like the camera's on the grill, and then over his shoulder is the table of like fish costumes, and we see us across the way disappear into some reeds and tall grasses and like cattails, and then one at a time we see the reeds move, and then one of our hands comes up and grabs some stuff off the table and then disappears back into the reeds, mm-hmm. and then another hand, and then two hooves, and then the possum hands, and then the song changes, and Justin McElroy says something like, oh yeah, I love this song. Does everybody else love this song? And then we come out of the bush as fish now.
Yes, yes. And I will need everybody to describe the fish that they are.
Freya's definitely still a little unnerved. This is slightly too close for comfort, but also they still put it on. She's kind of making like a low groan noise, like Tina from Bob's Burgers. See, we're in kind of like a lake, kind of a swampy thing. Trout. I believe she is dressed as a rainbow trout.
Okay, nice. Okay.
Muster comes out with these long... Well, these wide sort of palm fronds on either side for the side fins, and then a lot of like, you know, like the just the strip of palm that you get like on Palm Sunday at church, mm-hmm. a ton of those stuck into where the mane would be, and the mask has more of them kind of coming out in these like grayish purplish stripes as a lionfish.
Mm.
Bjorn absolutely looks like a sad goldfish.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's like the head thing that he's wearing. It's got like a big underlip. Mm-hmm. And it's like downward.
I like, it's one of those fish costumes where your face is in the open mouth and you just see your entire face. Like maybe
that's
one
very
of the
good.
Eyes is like kind of hanging off, yeah, or slightly understuffed.
It's
or
very,
something.
It's a very sad looking fish. And like the fronds that have for his fins are like orange, but a little droopy. And he's wearing it, but like he's not keeping his fins up to like look like he's swimming.
He's just holding them, yeah.
And I think Oswald is a deflated puffer fish. Oh. You know, I feel like the possum body already has like
kind of spiky.
That well, it's got that sort of lumpy. If you've seen them, they're like lumpy, but they've also got tubes. So like these are just laid down spikes, and he's like waddling around as this deflated puffer fish. Folks, I think we look great. I think we look great. Bjorn, I have never seen you looking better.
Thanks.
It's a good color for you, kid.
Really?
Yeah, it really brightens up your eyes.
Thanks.
You know what, kids? I think you two need to go have some fun. We have just been through some stressful situations. I think it's time to unwind. It's not often that you happen upon a party hollow. This one is a party hollow, and it is time to mingle. Find out whose birthday it is so that we can say that we're friends with them and get some hot dogs.
The sign, I read the sign when we walked in. It said everyone.
Then it's so our birthday. That should be really easy to get a hot dog.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't think it's my birthday. I was born in June.
Bjorn, don't be
Is
a
it
party
not June?
Pooper. It's everybody's birthday today.
Fine. Happy birthday. Yay.
Thank you.
I think that's great.
All right, folks, we got to mingle.
Freya has been a little quiet because she's still a little bit shook from the absolute nightmare she emerged from. So I think out of comfort goes and takes Bjorn's hand and starts walking towards the party.
Okay, fine. Let's go party. Yay. What do you want to do?
I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
Okay. And he sits on a bench.
Freya just sits.
You okay?
No. But who is right now?
Sounds to me, folks, like this is a console. Because we do know that Freya has a harm. So I feel like this is a perfect time for Bjorn to roll mush and see if we can maybe address that harm.
Okay, let me roll a mush. 8.
8. Hey, that's good. That's good mush. So on a 7 to 9, you both are going to feel a little bit better at the end of this conversation. But let's have that conversation.
What happened?
Well, you remember, you know, back when we were at that game and that bird didn't really look like a good bird came out and...
Oh, you mean the mascot?
Yeah. And...
I know you don't like mascots.
I really don't like them. And whatever is in this forest decided to show me some mascots. It was a lot. There were a lot of them. It was pretty bad. But I guess I'm okay. I had to, you know, I guess face a fear. But Muster was there and helped. But you know, I remembered how you helped me, and it helped me again.
Well, I'm glad. Glad that helped. You say you're okay. And he goes, I know you're okay here. And he taps you on your forehead. But are you okay here? And he taps you, like, on your chest.
I don't think Freya knows how to address the emotion that kind of bubbles up. So she just kind of leans into you again.
Yeah, me too. And he puts his arm around Freya. And
it is a sad goldfish fin.
It is a sad. Puts this little sad goldfish fin and kind of pulls her closer. And we see him like rest his big goldfish head on like the top of her fish head costume. And I think they just watch people for a little bit.
That's good. You both feel a little better. You each get to choose one. You can gain one wish, mark one XP, or gain plus one friendship with the person that you just talked to. Hun, you also get to clear your harm.
All right. Is that's in addition to those other things?
Yes. Awesome. I believe so.
I'm going to raise my friendship, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to cut over to Oswald and Muster as they are kind of looming about the party together. Just like looking around, like Oswald is definitely looking around, trying to find like his inn. He's scouting around like the many different grills, and there are a lot of different people making what look like hot dogs. And he is trying to like figure out which one's going to be perfect. Who is the grill master that he needs to go after? And while he's doing this, like sort of idly like talks, not addressing Muster, but definitely to Muster.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your angle?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, I mean, you know, the big kid over there is clearly on some kind of emotional journey. The little kid over there is a little kid who I think unfortunately got wrapped into our older sibling's emotional journey. I'm looking for the perfect hot dog. You, what's your angle? What are you doing?
Trying to get to the front.
Okay, you say the front, and I understand that means like a wartime front. Did you come from a different hollow and just get lost in the woods?
To this point, Muster has been loitering near Oswald and watching the fish move around and trying to move like a fish, trying to idle like a fish,
mm-hmm.
kind of like swerving the body back and forth.
Oh,
and
I like that.
Like watching everything. And Muster stops at this and like the like palm fronds go still. I don't think I came from another hollow.
Oh, okay, but the front. Have you been to the front before?
Well, no, but I've always been meant to go to the front.
Okay.
They didn't need me till now.
Okay. All right, so we're just looking for the right place to drop you off is how we help you.
Well, I suppose so. I suppose, too, that it would be good for me to help all of you as well. That's what any good soldier would do.
Tell me. Have you ever heard of Jeff or John?
Jeff or John?
Jeff or John.
Is it a restaurant?
No. They are masters. Masters of their domain.
They're generals.
Perhaps, yes. Perhaps a general of some kind. They're definitely generalists. They've got mastery over lots of different things, which to me indicates that they might also be masters of the hot dog arts. You see, I was not always a possum.
Oh.
I was once a humble garbage man. And I dream of one day becoming a garbage man again. And to do that, I must eat a perfect hot dog and reclaim my garbage man body.
That seems like a very simple quest.
An extremely logical quest with an extremely logical end. And I'm going to try and eat every hot dog on the way in case it's perfect.
In case.
I know for a fact that if I find Jeff or John, they will help me unravel the ultimate perfect hot dog question.
General Jeff or John does sound familiar now that you put it that way.
Maybe if they're generals, they're probably near
the front. That's what I was going to say.
Hey heroes, it's James, your game master, and welcome to the mid-roll. Heroes, I want to remind everyone that the holidays are coming up and supply chains are really messed up right now. I know we are around the time of year for normal holiday shopping, but I really want to drive home that because supply chains are messed up, ordering gifts online is going to be a problem this year. So if you haven't started holiday shopping already, and holidays and gifts are important to you and your loved ones, you might want to do it now, because taking it from my spouse, who is a logistics expert, the world is a mess right now. If you're trying to pick up a gift for a gamer in your life, I'd like to recommend the Ultimate RPG series because many of the books in that series are written by me. The Ultimate RPG guides, published by Adams Media, an imprint of Simon & Schuster, are helpful and fun accessories for you no matter what you like in your role-playing experience. The Ultimate RPG character backstory guide helps you expand and flesh out the backstories of your characters so you can take the fun of playing at the table to a private experience for yourself. And then, of course, take the stories that you build out of those experiences and put them right back into the table. The Ultimate RPG Game Master's World Building Guide helps you flesh out the worlds that you play in, especially if you have the GM role for your table and you'd like a collaborator to help you prepare for sessions. The World Building Guide has lots of great exercises that will make your world really unique. The Ultimate RPG Gameplay Guide has tips for, well, running and playing games the way I do. If you like what you hear here on One Shot or on Campaign Skyjacks, and you'd like to bring some of that magic to your table, the Gameplay Guide is a book where I break down my process and give you tools to focus on narratively satisfying gaming experiences. And of course, if you want more games to play, there's the Ultimate Micro RPG book, which has 40 different micro RPGs in it. With a variety of styles and approaches to play, it's guaranteed to have at least one game to suit every group. If you'd like to pick up any of these books, they're sold on all major online retailers, all major brick and mortar retailers like Barnes & Noble, or your favorite indie brick and mortar store or friendly local game store. If you're going indie, be sure to call ahead and make sure they have it in stock. They should be able to special order it because most of my books are warehoused in the US. But happy holidays, heroes. I'm wishing the best for you and yours. Before we get back to our episode, I want to thank our backers on Patreon. Without all of you, we would not be able to make these shows. We are currently generating a new list of thank yous for Patreon backers. If you backed us before June 21st of 2021 and you have not heard your name on air yet, be sure to reach out to me through the Patreon message system because we have somehow missed your name. If you backed after June 21st of 2021, then we haven't thanked you yet because your name is going to be on the new list. Remember, if you do think you've somehow been missed, or we got your name wrong, or you've had a name change, you can always reach out through the Patreon message system and let me know. We'll definitely want you to do that while we're generating the new list, and I look forward to thanking everyone in the future.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now then, with all of that out of the way, let's get back to the show.
And you said those kids are on some sort of emotional journey?
Oh boy, well, the older one is, whether or not they also have a physical journey to go through, I feel like there's going to have to be some real emotional movement before they figure out exactly what they're trying to do. I think they're just trying to get home.
So they're just lost then?
Yeah, just lost then.
And I think their conversation trails off and like the camera zooms out looking on these two as they look around this party and sort of slowly sit with the disquieting feeling of also probably being lost.
Mm-hmm.
I want to cut back over to the kids. It looks like I've happened upon two hungry souls.
Bjorn looks up to see who has spoken in this voice.
And you look up and you see it is the catfish from earlier.
Good evening, nice to meet you. I'm Garfield, the catfish.
God, son of a bitch.
Nice to meet you, Garfield, catfish. I'm Bjorn, the goldfish, and this is Freya. What kind of fish were you again?
I'm a trout.
Oh, the rainbow trout.
Yes, 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 I see. You're both very obviously a goldfish and a trout.
We appreciate you suspending your willing suspension of disbelief there.
There's so many things that I'm good at, and suspending my disbelief is one of them. I think that you two look a bit down in the dumps, under the weather, at the bottom of a deep emotional hole.
Belly up, maybe?
Yes, belly up.
Yeah, we're just trying to get home. Maybe you know the way home?
Well, you found it. You're fish people, and you're in a village full of other fish people.
Yay.
Congratulations.
We did it.
If your home was here, you would be home already.
And we are, and it's a pleasure to meet you, Garfield. And we're going to, he stands up with Freya and goes, we're gonna go.
Oh, no. What I think you need is to make a deal with me.
Freya, a bit more recovered from her post-mortal peril malaise, is kind of coming back to herself. And, you know, one of her jams right now is standing up for herself and being a little more outgoing. So I think she is going to say, all right, mister, what kind of a deal?
Well, I have on this grill here a bunch of well-cooked goodies, and I feel like a few emotionally exhausted children would just love to fill their bellies and forget their troubles. So, I can offer you some grilled food, but what would you offer me in return? And that is the heart of the deal. For me, Garfield, the catfish man.
What do you accept?
What do you got?
I have this soggy, hollowed-out copy of War and Peace.
Yeah, Garfield reaches out and his, like, catfish whiskers run themselves over it, and he just takes a deep whiff.
Let's see here. I detect some sadness. I detect some deep hints of ennui, and oh! Yes, what's this? Wanting to find a place and have a thing, but have that be a subtle, secret, and private thing? Ooh, yes, I feel like we could make a deal with this.
Okay, sure, why not?
Are you sure, Bjorn? You love that book.
And Bjorn has it and he goes, it's just a book.
But there's a lot of candy in it.
He opens it and he goes, we're not going to give him the candy.
Okay, good. Okay.
Clever children! Clever children!
He opens the book and, like, makes sure that you, like, take all the candy out.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a deal, Garfield, the catfish thing. One hollow, I'm sure there's a metaphor for that, copy of War and Peace.
Yeah, Garfield grabs it and opens his mouth wide and just shoves the book into the back of his mouth. And it just, like, sort of sits in there, slowly takes his fins out of his mouth and closes it up.
Delicious.
Oh, wow.
That was terrifying.
Now, it seemed like there were two uses left for that book. Don't think too hard about that. So, in return, I think you get two goodies.
All right. What do you want, Freya?
Oh, what is this? I'm not completely familiar with the food of this hollow.
It's surf and turf, minus the turf. It's just surf, baby. We got seafood. Grilled seafood.
Great. Freya picks out the least offensive looking skewer of shrimp, And
well, that is a specialty of this place. It's popcorn shrimp on the cob. So
yes, perfect.
Oh,
absolutely.
My gosh. Son of a bitch. That's good.
Yeah. So it is shrimp, like you know the thick part of a shrimp, right? Like
yeah.
They have been arranged very specifically to face outward, all of those butts. That's battered and then fried, and then that is thrown on the grill. So you've got this grilled popcorn shrimp on the cob. At describing it, I want it so bad.
Yeah, I'm hungry. I'm hungry now.
To us.
It sounds really good. I will also take a... You know what? I don't like to get the same thing. You get what you get.
Yeah, we gotta do different stuff. We can share.
I will take this this hot dog thing that's right here. Is this an actual like hot dog or
We do surf and turf minus the turf.
Okay, so it's like a fish dog then.
Sure.
I'll take it. And he picks it up. It's that Chicago dog thing we were talking about mm-hmm. earlier. Thank you, Garfield, the fish thing.
Yeah, yeah, so like as you start to try and say goodbye, he goes, and then puts one topping on. And then you're like, okay, well, clearly this is it. And goes, and puts like another topping on and goes through the full Chicago mm-hmm. dog style. Like there are 30 toppings. And then finally you're at a point where now it's a little heavy in your hand.
All right. Good. Yum. And he like takes a bite in front of Garfield. It's actually pretty good.
I think it is pretty good. And the deal that Garfield was giving you was something that was going to help you with your emotional weight. So I think kind of biting into this, like you might have just had low blood sugar. you've been going on some pretty harrowing adventures so far.
Nothing but candy.
You've both encountered the fiend. But now, like, you're here, you've got some warm food. I think, like, there's the taste of, you know, charcoal smoke. There's, for Mel, certainly, like, the taste of fried dough and oil. I think definitely on your seafood dog, like, there's a peppering of Old Bay spice. It's delicious, warm, and hearty food.
Yeah, Freya absolutely takes a bite and says, oh my God, Bjorn, you have to try this.
Oh, okay.
And, like, shoves it in his face.
And he hands you the fish dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And he takes a bite. Oh my gosh, that's very good. That's really good.
Mm, yeah.
I like that.
And we just, like, swap back and forth and let's just enjoy the hell out of ourselves.
I love it. Yeah.
Good times.
Good times, guys.
Yummy.
Fish fry.
I'm hungry now, though.
Yeah, I'm starving. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We might have to get ourselves some food at the end of this adventure, but we are still in the adventure right now. And I think I would like to cut over to another part of the party where we can see a seahorse pinata. I guess it's a sea donkey pinata. So it looks like a seahorse, you know, with a beautiful, like colorful dyed bits of paper and whatnot flipping off of it. But it lacks the dignity of a seahorse. Like, and that's where a sea donkey lives. And then we can see a shadow loom over it. And then we cut away to another part of the party. And I would like one of you two to become a fish denizen for Allie and I to interact with, I think.
Yeah, I'll do it. As you guys are walking around, there is, let's see. Hello.
Oh.
What are you doing on my docks?
Oh, these are your docks? We're terribly sorry. We were just passing through.
I thought the docks were kind of a public thoroughfare.
Yes.
That's the sense that I've been getting.
These docks belong to fish. You are not fish, I think.
Well,
I wouldn't go so far.
Yeah, wow, yikes. I'm going to try and put on the charm a little bit, and I'm going to try and make a friend here. Okay, let's see. This is plus mush, and my mush is 0, so I get a 10.
Ooh.
So on a 10 plus, they're going to respond well to my friendly advances. And at the conclusion of this, they are either going to give me a gift, tell me some important information, or grant a wish, which rules. Ooh. But let's role play this out. Wait, look, fish, no fish, doesn't matter. What we are is wandering strangers who would like to bring friendliness to you and your community in exchange for kindness in return.
And we see it's a very big fish thing that's kind of been shadowed at this point. It leans down. It's a beluga sturgeon. They look like
are
us.
They? Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Spooky. Oh. I love it.
The little whiskers that are hanging down, they like feel over your face, Muster, and kind of over you.
No, I do not think you are fish. But if you say you are in need of help, as you say you are travelers from place.
Buddy, we are two people. We are a horse and a possum dressed as fish. I cannot imagine a being anywhere else in the universe that could possibly need more help than us.
Except for maybe those children.
Yeah, one of them's
one of those children, yeah.
Jiva, Jiva.
There are children.
And he like looks around.
Oh, yeah, over there. The sad ones. Well, I guess they don't look so sad now.
No, they're smiling.
Yeah, what do they see in the distance?
They see we're playing a carnival game. Like there's a
oh yeah.
Like it's not we're playing pin the arm on the octopus. Like
absolutely, yeah.
And so we're like we see Bjorn spinning around Freya, and then pushing them forward to go and find it to like press it.
Mm-hmm.
No, those look like happy fish children.
Yes, maybe we were wrong, Oswald.
Hey, you know, I guess they got to be here for a reason.
So, if you are here, you are not fish people, but are traveler you pass through. You are guests.
Well, yes.
Yeah, wait a minute. Are guests treated well?
Of course, but you bring gift for party. What
See,
do you
I
bring?
Knew it. We were definitely okay. supposed to.
Yeah, all right. Well, we can figure that out. You and I, we can put our heads together and figure that out. So we just got to bring a gift. Important question. Important question. Is this a gift for every? I noticed that it's everybody's birthday.
And the blue goes, whose birthday is it? And everyone goes, everybody!
Okay, so does this need to be a gift that will be able to be shared between everybody, or is this sort of like a big pile of gifts situation and people pull from that pile and they kind of get what they get?
Bit one, bit other.
Right, so we're going to have to come up with something pretty good, Oswald.
And he points over and goes, gifts are there. And we see in the middle of the town, like over that sinkhole, there's a big boat. And it's got a bunch of like party gifts on it.
Either gift to share for all or gift to put there is fine. But I just want to make sure you behave yourselves.
Oh, well, I can give you my word, sir, that we'll behave on our very best behavior.
On a possum's honor.
And there's a, yes,
I like you, possum.
And the big fin, it's kind of a slimy, like, wet fin, kind of, like, strokes back Oswald.
Oswald's clearly into it. He loves it.
You are good, wet rat thing.
And you are good, big, scary fish.
Good.
All right. Let's figure out a gift.
A gift. All right.
And you see him, like, cross his fins and goes, I wait.
Oh, you're going to wait for it. Right. So
I would like to cut away on that. Actually, cut over to the kids. I will point out to everyone now, I rolled for the problem that is in this area. And the problem that I got is a 22 on this table. Punks from out of town are breaking things.
Those River Bottom boys.
It's the rabble.
So I kind of feel like that needs to start showing up. And I did set up that perhaps the pinata is mm-hmm. at target right now.
So we're cutting back to the kids.
Yeah, we're cutting back to the kids. What are y'all doing?
I think I've just attempted to slap a tentacle onto an octopus, a fake octopus on the wall, and just missed horrifically. And we're having just an absolute laugh about it because I did so bad.
And I feel like we're sitting there kind of laughing and looking around. The camera pans over and we can see the all the minnows kind of gathering around this pinata, this sea donkey pinata. There's a larger fish woman who's going to hand off like a coral bat for them to like start doing that. And as they hand it off to the minnow, there's a, I don't think so. This here's our party, see? And there's a bunch of these punk teenage like fish. They have like hooks in their lips. And
yes!
And like a couple through their fins and like, this here's our party. This ain't your party, it's our party. This party's for not everybody, it's for parties for every us.
And I think a fish kind of emerges from the crowd to broker some kind of peace. We can see that this is a gargoyle fish. And he goes up, approaches these punks and goes, hey, it's me, Gary. I'm sure that we can talk through this whole situation and resolve things and it'll be fine.
I just looked at what a gargoyle looks like.
Oh, looks like a big nerd.
It's me, Gary, the gargoyle fish.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Gary. No. No, not this time. Not this time.
What happens to Gary?
I feel like this one punk fish pushes Gary and another fish has like laid down.
Oh, yeah. But, the old Melvin.
But the thing is, he lays down, but they have to like stack them a little higher. So there's like three of them like stacked up as they knock Gary over and Gary falls. He falls onto the deck. And it looks like he's going to roll into the water, but he rolls the other way and onto the sand. So now he's just on the land.
Yeah, just flapping. flapping around. At least I closed the loop on all the McElroy references! So now we are faced with these toughs.
You got that? That's going to happen to anyone I use if you try to mess with our pinata and our party. Those gifts belong to us.
How many of them are there?
Oh, there's 9 of them.
Woof.
That's too many. Freya gets kind of, she, like, the laughter kind of stops, and, you know, it takes Bjorn a moment to notice that Freya stopped laughing and looks over, and she's like, Bjorn, there's bullies.
Oh, man. Oh, too bad. I guess we should go.
Absolutely not. And she gets up with the piss and vigor of an 8-year-old.
I am actually wondering, should this be reversed with what we know about you and bullies recently?
Mm.
I kind of think maybe some of the results of this food is, I feel like I would like for you, actually, hun, to talk it out with yourself.
Oh.
Because of one of the character building questions that Mel answered off mic, it feels like this is a perfect time to introduce that.
I see.
And talking it out is when you hesitate out of anxiety, anger, or another emotional reason.
Gotcha.
So roll plus mush.
Roll plus mush. I've got good mush. So... I got an 8.
That's good mush. On a 7 to 9, you choose one. Another player steps up to calm your motive. You choose who. They gain +1 friendship. Or you convince a group to pursue multiple plans. And that's +1 wish. So basically what has been like said, I think kind of we got to go back to Bjorn going like, I guess we should leave. But wait, no, I'm having fun.
Yeah, Bjorn goes, oh, I guess we should go. And then he, like, as he's turning to walk away, there's a tiny minnow that steps up and goes, hey, this is our party, and you're not gonna, as he like the fish like kicks him like into the water, and Bjorn goes, "Oh, that's not nice at all. That was just a tiny little." No, you're right. No, hey, no.
So like now, I think we cut back to Freya, who like maybe felt a little conflicted about what to do. Mm. But like you've got the choice to either have someone calm or motivate you, or to go introduce a second plan that might not actually involve confronting these bullies. What do you think you want for Freya?
Freya is very conflicted because what happened previously and off mic.
We can actually flash back to it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Flashback. It's school. Freya is in a classroom. It's a free period where, you know, everybody's kind of drawing or talking to each other, pushing their desks together to do some art. Just kind of an open period of time where everyone's just kind of doing their own thing, maybe reading a book. And Freya is sitting at a table with her friend, and the classroom bully walks up and just says some really horrible things to her friend. And Freya, in that moment, is angry, but also kind of frozen. Because at home, what both Freya and Bjorn are taught is to not stand out. And in that moment, she's kind of done her job. She doesn't stand out, and she is not the target of this harassment. And the fear of not only putting herself out there to try to stop this, but also putting herself at risk of being bullied as well, has her frozen in place. And the end of the interaction is her friend cries, and she didn't do anything.
That's not a good feeling, for sure. So now, here you are in a moment where your brother has just witnessed, like, another act of, like, terrible bullying.
Freya needs to see how someone deals with this because she's not been given the opportunity to face the situation. She doesn't have the tools to understand what someone should do when people who are not as strong as, perhaps emotionally as strong as the people that approach them handle it. She knows she wants to do something, but she doesn't know what to do.
So I think in this circumstance, it's probably something that Bjorn says that gets through to Freya, and you'll gain +1 friendship. What is that thing?
Hey, Freya.
Yeah.
Are we going to let them do that?
Absolutely not.
All right.
What do we do?
I think we got to stand out. Okay. Let's do it then. Bjorn turns around, and we see all the other fish people that have kind of like shrunk back from this rowdy bunch of fish teens. And Bjorn goes, "Hey, yeah, you, Hookface.
Oh, us?
Yeah, you.
You got a problem with the bottom feeders?
Yeah, I got a problem with you." And Bjorn kind of walks over and like he takes off his fish head. Yeah, eat fish head. And he throws the fish head.
Well, heroes, that's it for One Shot this week, but don't worry. We'll be back next week with more Babes in the Woods. In the meantime, if you're looking for other great gaming shows, be sure to check out one of the other programs on our network, like Character Creation Cast. Character Creation Cast is a discussion podcast where Amelia Antrim and Ryan Bowatier create characters in multiple role-playing games with prominent guests from around the games community. Each month, Character Creation Cast examines the character generation process in depth in a different game with new guests each series. They always take the time to reflect on the game, its design, and what guests have to say about it. Think of it as sitting in on a great session zero every week. As always, we end One Shot with a call to action. Heroes, I'd like to urge you to go out and call your representatives. Calling a representative is a great way to directly advocate for an issue.
It's a way that many elected officials keep a temperature of what their constituents are looking for, and because not many people do it, an individual caller can make a huge difference. When I call my representatives, I use a site called 5calls.org. That's the number 5calls.org. There you can find a list of issue summaries from around the country, along with contact information for your reps and scripts to read while you're on the phone to help you get your message across. Calling is quick, and it can make a vital difference. Thanks, heroes.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at GameMaster@OneShotPodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network, in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes. In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.